The Leaders Summit on Climate is calling attention to global conservation efforts and the government regulations needed to enforce them. India is working to install 450 gigawatts of renewable energy. Japan is setting higher emission reduction goals. The Republic of Korea is ending overseas coal financing. And here in the United States, President Biden is pledging to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030, using 2005 emission levels as the baseline.
The signs are unmistakable. The science is undeniable. But the cost of inaction keeps mounting. The United States isn't waiting. We are resolving to take action. Not only our federal government, but our cities and our states all across our country. Small businesses, large corporations, American workers in every field.
Total energy-related CO2 emissions fell by 12% in the United States from 2005 to 2018, according to a report released by the Environmental Protection Agency. New Mexico is doing its part to reduce emissions, passing the Energy Transition Act in 2019, requiring 50% of state energy to come from renewable power by 2030. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham was the only U.S. governor to have a speaking role at the summit, highlighting sustainability efforts in the state.
We now have the leading methane rules in the country that eliminates venting and flaring by the oil and gas industry, and by 2026 requires that we are recapturing 98% of methane emissions, and we're on our way to set the very same targets for ozone rules.
Lujan Grisham also spoke about the state's role in the U.S. Climate Alliance, an organization of more than 20 bipartisan governors working to take action on climate change. She says the group is working to address concerns at the state level, noting America's poor emission record.
The U.S., in the context of this panel, has the worst record in greenhouse gas emissions for every country represented on this panel. So we've got a long way to go.
And cutting emission levels isn't the only conservation goal being put forth by the Biden-Harris administration. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland spoke about the critical role her department plays in protecting land, water, and wildlife.
We're getting started on the president's commitment to conserve 30% of lands and waters in the United States by 2030. This begins with engaging state, local, tribal, and territorial officials, fishers, farmers, ranchers, foresters, private landowners, and other key stakeholders in shaping an inclusive and inspiring conservation vision that benefits all people internationally.
U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, addressed concerns about the strength of America's climate action during a recent White House press briefing.
By setting these targets, by getting nations invested, by getting leaders to say publicly, we have to do this, you begin to get a foothold on holding them accountable. Is it enough? No. But it's the best we can do today and prove we can begin to move and get the technologies and find the easier path.
Governor Lujan Grisham says that continued efforts are critical to ensuring climate change is effectively dealt with.
We can show innovation, we can set incredibly ambitious standards, we can require accountability and leadership in making sure that we are addressing climate change in a comprehensive fashion by making sure it's not just government versus the industry.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.